Oh, blue. What time is it? You can always use what time. 08. Where are you? I am pulling up at Donald's QTH. Okay, I haven't heard him on yet. Usually I hear him on before you pick him up. You know what? Now that I think of it, he wasn't going today. He's at his girlfriend's in Chesterfield for the weekend, I guess. And you went all the way out of your way. Man, the wear and tear on the car. Oh. It's an omen of things to come. So what this storm that's coming in, when's it supposed to come? Supposed to arrive around 3 o'clock, that's what I saw. They said you get 5 to 7 inches. Yeah. Good. Wouldn't want it to affect the game. That would be a much bigger deficit for OSU than Michigan, seeing as our firepower is in those wideouts. Yeah, well, I think the inclement weather is in our favor, so we'll see. But I don't. It sounds like the game will probably be over by the time the snow arrives. But I don't know. Over in the west side, it's more west side. It might start earlier. Roger. Let's see, I'm going to pull up in the front row here today. Looks like it's available. I remember the very first Michigan OSU game I attended in 1971. Did every kind of possible weather you could think of before the game. It snowed, it rained, it sleeted, and then it stopped when the game started. And since the game was over, after Michigan won 10-7, it started up again. It was almost right at the end of the game. It was amazing.
They're all a blur, all the games when I was a kid. I would have been watching that one on the tube. But they blend together till about 75, 76 when I started, doing my own thing with respect to the game.
Yeah. I don't know, that game just sticks out of my head because it was, it was freshman and was all the hype and everything, it was fun.
Oh, no question about that. So, where you at, anyhow?
1 mile to the west.
Okay, I am waiting in the car.
Yeah, probably some people won't come because of the weather. little threat of weather and they don't go, and they cancel everything. We've got to be a bunch of spineless sissies. Alright, he's coming up to the light. Be there shortly. APR.
Roger. Alright. I'll see you when you get here. W8FU. Hey, Phil.
Yeah?
You got your buddies coming by today?
No. No. Everybody's had other plans.
I may give my son-in-law a call. He's an alum. See what he's doing, but either that or maybe I'll go down to the Buckeye alumni get together down in Detroit. I don't know. Or maybe I'll just sit at home.
That. So, well, it's always nice to see with somebody else, though, but whatever.
I'll probably just sit at home and watch it. I'm too animated. So, and it's probably the biggest reason I won't go watch it with my son-in-law, because he tends to get, I get locked in. And he tends to, like, be off doing a whole bunch of other stuff, not locked in. It's like, with me, it's like, that's it. This is what I'm doing. This is it.
Well, like I said, you're welcome to come by my place.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If we don't turn things around this year, I may have to just to undo the curse.
Roger. Yeah, well, looking at your the antenna you have on your vehicle right now. What is that? Just the UHF gain antenna? What is that?
It's a tri-bander that I got from Pulse Larson. It was a demo they gave me. And it's a VU-800. And I had it sitting around collecting dust because I wasn't really impressed with its performance from a work perspective. So I thought I'd throw it on here and see how it works from an amateur perspective. So jury's still out.
Okay. Well, I'm just using the quarter wave, and seems to be doing fine. But I wouldn't mind a little gain. I've got that other gain antenna, but I don't know if it can handle this the power I'm running, so I'm not using it.
Yeah, I haven't ran this one enough since I put it on. Initially, it seems like it's not working much better on UHF than my quarter wave was. But it does allow me to do VHF, which I couldn't really do. So, I don't know. We'll see. I got to get in some known areas where I'm shaky. Like, I know when I get out your way, I can work this one, but it starts to become spotty depending on where you're at. And I'd like to see how this antenna does out there. So, you know, just in areas that I know are kind of on the edge. I want to see if this antenna enhances or decreases that. right now I just, I've been running around here where it doesn't really matter. It's, everything's full quieting. I've tried a couple of repeaters that are distant, and I just don't know them enough to tell whether it's better or worse or the same. All right, I just pulled in the driveway. I've got Mama's breakfast, so I'm going to get it in there while there's still some warmth to it. W8FU after yours.
All right. Sounds good. I just got to stop and get some gas. And, let's see. When I have a running commentary, I'll probably have my my radio on while I'm listening. So, catch you later. KPR.
K-A-P-R, W-8-F-U.
Hello?
Listen here during the game? You watching it on live TV or streaming?
Live. I don't really do streaming.
But no, the only reason I ask is if you stream in and I go, oh, or something like that, you know, it could be several seconds before you see what happened. But if we're both watching it streaming, so we can either stay here or I can disconnect 48412 and we could do a football watch party on 48412.
Yeah, okay, let me think about how I'm gonna, I can do that. Let me think.
I got no problem.
The only game of the year I will say that,
you know, I'm just
go blue.
If we want to get more casual, we could just connect to 48412, and you know, that's just notes only.
Oh, we're casual. Go blue.
The only day of the year I say it.
Oh, there you go. All right, hold on. Let me, let me set up the node to go directly there. Actually, if I connect my repeater to it, it should work okay, because I'm really the only one on it.
Well, hold up, Fred. We okay leaving it connected for the game? The game!
The game! Fine by me.
All right, the MI1 and the FBI networks are now dedicated to the game.
I mean, you feel okay with your ass getting kicked.
Gonna have to go recruit some Ohio hams to connect up to the network.
All right, I'm getting good.
Just put the U of M fight song as a courtesy tone.
So I'm seeing just coming out of the tunnel. Are you synced with me?
I'm getting gas. I'll be back. WSO.
Okay, so it's just running on the field right now. Where are you at? Where'd you go? KPR.
Here come the men. I have to go wash my hands. Anyhow, we're just staying here, Fred, right? Phil.
Yeah, that's fine. So what are you seeing right now on your screen?
Glorious Ryan Day and the boys walking out onto the field right now.
Okay, it sounds like you're a couple, about 5 seconds ahead of me.
You're watching over the air?
No, it's not really over the air. It's through cable, you know, which gets delayed. But it's live cable.
Oh, yeah, there'll be a few seconds with cable. I'm literally off the air.
Oh, okay. All right, so they just switched to the announcers just now.
Do I have any sympathetic souls out here? OH!
Not an IO in the group. Sorry. Alright, so they're just about to kick off. That's what I'm seeing right now. It's running up. Kick. Are you in sequence?
First snap of the game, just for coordination, is right now.
Okay. Sounds like you're a few seconds behind me. I can pause mine for a few seconds. So that should get in more in sync here. All right, so second play, about to snap the ball. Snap, right there.
Wait a minute. You've already snapped the second and nine? Right now they're second and nine. They're just getting ready to snap second and nine.
All right, you're further behind than I thought. Okay, I'll pause a little more.
What's the game clock? 12:54, 53, 52, 51.
Oh, no, you're ahead. Okay. You're in the second round. Okay, so you're ahead of me.
I'm going to say, I'm right off the air, so I don't know how I could be behind. So, I mean, I've never seen it before where any service, I mean, if you're off the air and I'm off the air, they're going to be exactly the same. There's no difference. But if you're doing anything but off the air, you should be behind.
All right, well, like I said, I'm going through Xfinity, so it gets, they pull it off the air, they process it, they do whatever, it goes through who knows how many servers. So I think I'm about 20 seconds behind you. Just went to commercial.
All right, let me switch to a streaming version, see if I can get closer. All right, when the game clock comes back, I'll, try to sync up. Okay, just came back from commercial break. They're smacking the support flag.
Yeah, that's right where I am. All right, so I'm at, let's see, 12, the countdown clock's 22, 21, 20.
Exactly in sync.
Perfect. Oh, my son wants to FaceTime while we're doing this, too. He's in California. I don't know where he's going to be in the stream. Strikes first. Haha. Keep here.
Yeah, I'm 100% sure where Ohio is going to allow them to get their 3 points. get it out of the way, I guess.
Don't want it to be like the game, Indiana game yesterday. I don't know if you saw that. What was this final score then? Something like 50-something to 3? There we go. So I'm talking to my buddy here. So I got my son on Facebook at the time, but he's like 30 seconds ahead. So he's trying to not give it away, but he's failing miserably. Yeah, my grandson says throw the ball to your own team. They need to learn how to do that.
WDAKLL-KF8-KIC.
There we go.
Got lucky.
Oh, that was stupid.
What the heck just happened? That can't be right.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, how did they not throw him out? I don't know what. It's like you don't think. I didn't think he knew how big his helmet was or something.
You know, even if the refs want to stay out of it, like they said, they can't on that.
Hold on, what's that, Brad? I do. Brad, my son's growing, and I do have a kidney from Ohio State.
Ball review. Ooh, he might have just had his body twisted. Wow.
Oh, somebody's down. Who's down? Oh, boy. Getting rough out there. KPR. How did they not get in?
I don't think he was there.
Yeah, he didn't make it, according. Spoiler alert. Well, that was close. He almost missed that.
I switched back to off the air after you said you were way out ahead of me.
Okay, I'm home now.
Okay, it looks like your 11th man's checking in.
Well, in the truck, the radio was like 25 seconds ahead of you guys, 25 or 30 seconds ahead of y'all.
Yeah, I see snow flurries there, so your extra player hits the game.
All right, they're snapping now. 113, 112, 111, 110. Where are you guys at?
I'm ahead of you now because I switched off the air. We deliberately were running streaming to coordinate, but somehow Phil got ahead of me, so I went off the air.
All right. I'm home. I gotta take my shoes and socks off.
Uh-oh. WFSM. to go. Did I get ahead of you? Is that what you said?
I went and saw my parents this morning. I went to the store, got milk, oil change, gas, washed my truck. Stuff to do before the snow.
Oh, I thought maybe you went out for snacks. I made ham and scallion, green onion, ham, roll-ups. So I got those. And yeah, Phil, because you said they disallowed it. You know, you break the news. So I assumed you were out ahead of me if you saw that. No, I got that information from California. I'm FaceTiming with my son and his kids. Somehow they're ahead of us about 30 seconds. He gave me the spoiler alert.
I don't need snacks. We had Thanksgiving yesterday, so my food was full.
Watch parties to sink.
Oh, I stepped on you, sir. Said I didn't need snacks. We had Thanksgiving yesterday, so I my fridge is full.
Well, I made those ham, cream cheese, and scallion roll-ups because they're low-carb, so they're definitely in my wheelhouse.
Those sound good, though, too. I got ham, though. I don't think I got green onions, though.
This could end up being a touchback. Ah, these refs are paid off. Cape here. Right, he had it with one hand at the end there. He definitely lost control. Yeah, he lost control and then stepped out of bounds. So, I don't know how they can be a touchdown. But, well, it is what it is.
Well, when you were paid $50,000 to do it, that's how it's a touchdown.
Just like you Michigan guys, every time it goes your way, it's fair, and every time it goes the other way, it's... No, I can't believe they also didn't throw the Michigan guy out for head-butting the ref. So I'm trying to be fair. Get control when it crossed the line, so touchdown.
I missed the, what did one do for the unsportsman, since I didn't see the video of it? I just heard he got hit with an unsportsman.
I think they got a half the distance first down instead of ejecting the player, and I don't know what the worst possible. But they just got a half the distance first down, which, you know, I think, I don't know if that led to anything. They ended up getting three on that drive, so I think that would have been no change. It gave them another couple of shots at the end zone, that's for sure.
Now, I missed what he did to deserve it. I didn't catch that part of it when I was driving.
Headbutted a ref.
Well, that explains it.
We're all like, what the heck? I don't think it was intentional. I think it's just...
No wonder the refs are pissed off now.
But these folks shouldn't have been in the face of the ref.
I'm sorry, Phil. Like, no wonder the refs are all pissed off.
Never mind the refs missing stuff there. Sorry, what was that? Never mind the referees missing stuff on that last one. What did they miss?
And you couldn't hold a guy more. You literally were upending him by his shirt.
Well, they got to make up for that touchdown call.
Right. I'm just saying, you guys never notice it when it goes your way.
Oh, I notice it. I just don't say anything. WABPD.
I mean, unless it's a headbutt to a ref when you can't deny it.
But missing the holding goes to say that the ref can't see, not even when the ball's bobbled on review.
It's a different real justification for getting calls. Classic.
First down. Okay. My grandson has something to say about the refs. Oh, Brandon, go ahead and say it again.
I'm fine. I'm deaf. I want to be your ref.
The audio was not real clear. I didn't quite catch it.
He was saying, I'm blind, I'm deaf, I want to be a ref.
Yeah, the Mr. Magoo factor. Oh, the game brings out the best. Here's a Michigan man I actually like. Well, you aside, Phil. Matthew Stafford and the Rams.
Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Tango Alpha.
Fire and Ash. W8FU.
You would think with all you football fans, people wouldn't be out shopping, but they're out shopping.
Did Moore play ball somewhere?
Sorry, what did you say? It was on the other, on the Facebook. FaceTime.
Added more play ball somewhere. I mean, he's a big boy.
I think so. I don't know where.
I guess it could have been Michigan, right? But I'll have to look that up.
All right. Should be 10-9, but who's counting, yeah. So, all right. It's going to be an interesting second half with that snow.
They called a flop. Let me see it. Like he played 1 year for the Sooners as an offensive guard. So, there you have it.
Okay, you said you played for who?
Oklahoma. He was a Sooner for a year, 06-07, as an offensive guard. Yeah, that's it. You know, as far as, I mean, he played ball for Butler Community College before that, two seasons in high school. But as far as, you know, anything significant, noteworthy, Oklahoma Sooners, 2006, offensive guard.
All right. Then we'll talk with our son about some flying out to California soon. We're working that over halftime. talk to you later. Keep here.
All right, you tell him I'll whip up a little Buckeye care package for you when you go out there. W8FU.
KF8FDO from KTMR. KF8FDO, I hear you, Phil. Alright, coming through good then on your end?
Crystal clear on my end. How do I sound?
You're good on my end, so I'd say you got it all hooked up good. So I'm going to jump off. I'll get a hold of you in a little bit. KTMR, I'm clear.
KF8, FDO clear.
So much for the weather being an advantage for us theory.
Yeah, well, if we weren't able to play the ground game, like, that's not been our thing. And the fact that the they're airing it out a little bit, but that could have been a big factor. But looks like they're finding their game.
I would say so. I think we need a miracle right now, the way things are going. Oh, well. It's kind of what I expected.
Honestly, this should have happened last year. You know, I mean, you guys are playing, you know, let's just be honest. You're playing almost a pro team here. There's going to be more pros off this particular Ohio State team than you can count. It's almost obscene how much pro talent they got in here. And yet you guys, for the most part, were playing up to it until it got away. On an off season, a young rookie off season, not rookie, but not young team off season for you guys. That's amazing considering.
Yep. The thing is, you know, this is such a young team. They haven't played in serious weather either, so it's really not an advantage.
No, what it was though, Ohio's real weapons are those wideouts. There's just, forget it. Just forget about it. Sand is throws tacks, and those guys can catch things that just are not catchable. You take that out, which this weather does, and they're not as impressive on the run game. But, I mean, they're getting it done now. But you take away that weapon, and it definitely equalizes things at least somewhat. Because I don't think Michigan's got a passing game, really, to speak of. Take that away from Ohio. Now, they were able to get it done with the passing game before this point, while the weather's starting to get more acclimate. So that's what I knew had to happen. They need to get out to a comfortable enough lead to where they could ride out on, because they were going to lose their ability to go to the wideouts and at some point, probably.
Yep. So. Yeah, who's their quarterback last year? Kate? No. No. Do you remember?
But which? Who you? What name you looking for?
Yeah, our quarterback last year.
Yeah, Yeah, McCarthy.
Oh, was that last year or wasn't that 2 years ago? That was 2 years ago. Who was last year?
Was there somebody else last year? McCarthy took him to the championship. Last year, I don't know for sure. Did McCarthy enter the draft right after the championship? Probably. That would have been his highest, that would have been his best. Yeah, so maybe there was somebody. I'm not sure. I'll probably, if I see it, I'll say, oh, yeah.
Well, there was Warren, but I'm not sure he was. Oh, that's right. It was the two of them, Warren and Orgy.
Okay, I heard Warren. What was the other name you said?
Orgy. O-R-G-I, I think is how he spelled it. T what? G-I. O-R-G-I. Or something like that. It was, No, I think it was a J. I think it was O-R-G-I.
Wow, I'd have never in a million years got that. Huh. By the way, I sent you a pic in the Discord. Somebody's got a picture of the headbutt incident. I think he made contact.
Yeah, I think he did. But it wasn't, I don't think it was that forceful or anything. I don't think it was intended.
Maybe not, but what was he doing then?
I think he was just very animated saying something and didn't realize, you know, how far his helmet extended in front of his face. It got too close. That's what I think. Yeah, I didn't realize he was right up against the guy's nose. I like that modified picture of you from John.
Yeah, it's an obscenity. AI is an invasion of personal space.
Yeah. My son was just telling me that apparently in Columbus they crossed out the M's and all kinds of signs all over the city. Anything
I had in that minute. Oh, that's a given. That's been, it's always, matter of fact, somebody, every few years somebody posts my name with the M crossed out on Facebook. I think somebody did it this year already.
Our son just gave us a video tour around his house. We said we're going to go on out there for a few weeks. In a couple weeks. Okay, Pierre.
W8FU. Well, that monkey's off the back.
Sir, what was that?
That monkey's off our back. Now things are back to the where they should be.
Yeah, for a year.
Nah. What do we got? 6 in a row, then you won one, and 8 in a row. We needed to give you this run just so that, because the rivalry was dead. I seen some claims of that when it was 4-0, but yeah, you got to do a little better than that. But so now things are back to normal. But at least you guys made it a rivalry again. I mean, 4 is pretty bad. Smack their ass. That 23 team was something else. 24 should have never won it. But yeah, things are back to normal. It's a rivalry again.
Yeah, and Underwood gets a little more, you know, more experience under his belt, I think he'll be pretty good. Yeah, we'll see. Well, you know, this happens. That's exactly what I expected, truthfully.
Yeah, but this is what you expected 4 years ago, that first time I came by. I remember you guys were all long in the face and thinking it couldn't happen. And then last year, I think you thought this would happen too. So I think only a couple of those years you actually felt going in. So, yeah, this is what should have happened. But by no means was anybody sure of it. And the way this game started, I was like, oh, my God. They're just in his head.
Yep. You guys deserve this one. All right. All right, so you get the golden rights for a year. Let's see. See, you have 364 days or whatever that turns out to be. Yeah, next week should be fun to watch.
That's going to be a slugfest. Covered, I think that's a covered stadium, so weather won't be a factor. All right, anyhow, I'm going to watch the last minute here. WNFU. Oh, look at that. No bullshit. Just classy, we won and leave. Huh. Go figure. Hilarious how Michigan thinks we'd stoop to their tactics.
Can't feed any well. WACD. Mobile. WACD. Mobile.